You're listening to SBS News.
The Matildas' game against Brazil in Montpellier is key to their chances of winning the World Cup. Many commentators are already calling for a review into how former coach Alan Stajic lost his job just 4 months out from the tournament in France. Former Socceroo Robbie Slater told Fox Sports he feels for the players having to try and perform under such difficult circumstances.
Obviously, that shouldn't have happened. That's clear now. 4 months from a World Cup it was, and it pushed Ante Milicic into the job when Alan Stajic should be the man who is in charge at the moment. So they were let down, one, by that. And look, there's got to be a review of FFA because it's becoming more and more laughable.
Australia's last chance to ensure it progresses out of the group phase will come on Wednesday morning when the Matildas take on Jamaica. Australia's World Cup cricket campaign continues against Sri Lanka at the Oval in London on Saturday night. Poor weather in England has seen 3 matches washed out so far, and the changeable conditions are also affecting the wickets the teams are playing on. David Warner scored his first century of the tournament in the victory over Pakistan during the week, and he says it's making it difficult to prepare and make team selections.
And the first wicket we got in Bristol was a nice wicket. So, you know, you don't know what you're going to get at the moment. We've got another fresh wicket, I heard, at the Oval, so that's going to be good. But obviously weather plays a big role as well, so we have to assess when we get back down to London.
The US Open Golf Tournament takes place at Pebble Beach in California over the weekend, with Australia's Jason Day determined to add a second major title to his list of achievements. The 31-year-old has employed Tiger Woods' former caddy Steve Williams to help him do just that. Day admits to feeling he hasn't won anywhere near as often in his career as he'd like.
I think I've underachieved up until now. I feel like I've got a game that when it's on, I can win most tournaments. I feel like I need to win a lot more. I'm talking about major championships. I'm not just talking about just regular tour events. I want to win more.
Also in the United States this weekend, the Toronto Raptors are hoping to become the first Canadian team to win the NBA title when they travel to Oakland to play the Golden State Warriors in Game 6 of their series. The Raptors currently lead the finals 3-2. The Warriors lost star player Kevin Durant in their Game 5 victory, but even without him, the Raptors won't take anything for granted. Raptors coach Nick Nurse is just happy to be holding the lead.
I expect this one to be a long series. I'm not sitting here trying to think we should be this, be that, but if you'd have probably told me at the start of this thing if we could fast forward to a 3-2 lead you want to take it, I'd probably say yes.
If the Warriors win, Game 7 will take place on Monday morning in Toronto. In the AFL this weekend, there's an unusual case of brothers going head-to-head when the GWS Giants travel to Hobart to take on the North Melbourne Kangaroos on Sunday. While brothers playing against each other isn't uncommon, Giants defender Heath Shaw wants to stop his brother Reese from celebrating a third straight win as coach of the Kangaroos. In the NRL, the top two teams both play on Saturday afternoon. The ladder-leading Melbourne Storm takes on the Newcastle Knights, while the second-place South Sydney lines up against the Penrith Panthers. And finally, in Super Netball, Round 8 has been designated as the Indigenous Round, with all teams wearing specially designed uniforms. The impact of the Indigenous Round is being felt by many players, even those born outside Australia. Joanne Harton is from the United Kingdom, but now plays in Australia with the GWS Giants. She says getting the chance to learn about the Indigenous culture here is something she loves to do.
I feel so special and honoured to be able to wear a dress like this. I come from the UK. I don't know much about the culture and the history of Australia, so I see it as a point for me to learn. 2019, we should probably have an Indigenous person wearing this dress and representing, and we haven't quite got that yet.
There is currently only one player in Super Netball from an Indigenous background, Gemma Mimi of the Queensland Firebirds. John Baldock, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.